In the day's other news, UN officials announced a new operation to evacuate Ukrainian civilians from the besieged city of Mariupol. They are trapped at a steel mill along with Ukrainian fighters amid a heavy Russian assault. Ukraine's government said that the evacuation would take place Friday. We'll return to this and other developments after the news summary. In Israel, three people were stabbed to death near Tel Aviv tonight and four others wounded. It happened as Israelis marked their Independence Day. Police said they were searching for a pair of Palestinian attackers. Recent attacks by Palestinians and Israeli Arabs have killed 15 people. Israeli arrest raids in the West Bank have left 40 Palestinians dead. Dust storms in Gulf Central and southern Iraq today, suspending flights and sending several thousand people to hospitals with breathing problems. Baghdad woke to hazy skies and thick blankets of sand. People were urged to stay indoors, and many said the storms are coming more frequently and changing their lives.
This dust is due to lack of rain. 3 years without rain. I work as a coffee vendor. I hold the coffee pot in my hand and it all becomes covered in dust. No one wants to drink it anymore. Same goes for the tea and falafel vendors. They all left. They've been gone for 2 days now.
Iraq has also witnessed record temperatures in the last 2 years, with summer heat reaching 125 degrees. Parts of Texas and Oklahoma picked up the pieces today after tornadoes ripped through Wednesday evening. By morning, damaged homes were visible in Seminole, Oklahoma, near Oklahoma City. A marijuana farm in a nearby town was also hit hard. One teacher in Seminole told last night of sheltering in a school vault with her family.
As the storm hit, it seemed like it lasted forever, and it started to pull the vault door open. My husband and my 15-year-old son held the vault door shut as the tornado was going over. It sounded like a train, and we could also hear glass breaking.
So scary. And in the wake of the storms, thousands of customers lost power and some roads were closed, but there were no serious injuries. OPEC and its oil-producing allies are sticking to their plan of gradually increasing production. Today's decision came despite calls for the cartel to make up for the loss of Russian oil. Oil prices in the U.S. have risen more than 40% since the year began. And President Biden today named Karine Jean-Pierre as his White House press secretary. She will be the first Black woman and the first openly LGBTQ person to serve in the post. Jean-Pierre is currently deputy to Jen Psaki, who will step down on May 13th. It has been widely reported that she will join the cable network MSNBC. Still to come on the news hour, the pandemic and politics worsen. The mental health issues faced by LGBTQ youth. Abortion providers face an uncertain future as they await the Supreme Court's expected ruling on Roe v. Wade. A Minneapolis restaurateur revives native cuisine and trains aspiring chefs in indigenous traditions, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour. From WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.